Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, and I say that proudly to be associated with them. This is Elaine Ireland. Let me give you some phone numbers. So go ahead and get a pen and a piece of paper, and I'll give them to you in a second, but with just a reminder that this is a call-in show, and you are welcome to call in anytime and as often as you would like. We have a whole hour of uninterrupted time. That means no advertising, although I'd love to have an advertiser. So call in. We can talk about just about everything, anything that you'd like to talk about. We don't have a guest this evening. This is your last evening with just me. I was selfish this month. The month of August is my birthday month, so I decided to talk about Tarot all month long. Maybe that's why nobody's called in, or very few people have called in this month. I've had some nice folks call in, and we've had some nice conversation. I encourage you to do that again. Still waiting for my first call from Canada by the folks. That's a challenge. That is a challenge. I want a call from Canada. My website is still being repaired. I think for those of you that have listened off and on, the porn industry discovered my website, and we took an opportunity to tear it down. And Pam is rebuilding it for me and putting my book on it. So she's doing a lot of coding, and it's taking her some time to do that. It's been down about a month now, but we're also adding some things. And she doesn't want to hit the button and bring it up until everything is super, super strength and super, super protected and at least three-quarters finished, and she's almost there. But people are finding me. They're finding the phone number. She does have some information on there, and every time I go in, I see a new navigation or a new something kind of behind the scenes that she's done. The website is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, ElaineIrelandPsychic, Psychic, PSYCHIC.com. Let me give you those phone numbers, those call-in numbers. The USA number is 1-877-270-8714. Canada, again, I'm waiting for Canada to call me, 1-888-288-4494. I'll give those out again a little bit later, but one more time, 877-270-8714, Canada, 888-288-4494. Now, how easy are those numbers? So easy. Of course, you have to put a 1 in front of both of them. Okay, this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. We've all heard a lot this week about New Orleans and its recovery and how hard it is still for a lot of those folks, and my heart goes out to them. I don't know what the folks are going to do in 6 months when FEMA starts picking up trailers. I'm hoping that that won't happen. My prayers, I ask you to join prayers for those folks and the kids that are there and trying to get on with their lives. This is the second anniversary of their tragedy. So I thought we'd look at the number 2 today and look at how that energy surrounds what they're going through. The number 2 itself represents a transitional state, which I think is very appropriate, and it demands a resolution, which they are doing. The number 2 creates duality, polarity, and balance, which they're all trying to do. If you use the cards in reverse in the number 2, it can describe unrest in a state of being off balance. Well, good heavens, we know that. Now, I want to look at number 3 because you've got, of course, 0, 1, 2, 3. 3 for me is the fruition number, so I'm hoping with them going into their third year, the relationship between any two things or ideas gives energy to a new creation, usually encompassing the original two. The accomplishments of two people, such as a business or a child, could be an example. The number 3 suggests, but does not insist on cooperation between people. Boy, is that appropriate for what they're going through. But for right now, number 2 representing the transitional state. And they are in transition. Almost any television station that you look at, you see that. Still hearing a lot of pain from the folks. Now, the Fool card is the 0. And when I was watching television this morning, I got an image of the Fool card. And for me, the Fool card is he's a traveler. He's an adventurer. He's the beginning energy of the Tarot deck itself, or us. It's Aquarian ruled by Uranus. The Fool card itself has a tremendous amount of yellow in the background, which is interesting to a lot of people because it gives the image that there's a sky behind him, and yet it's very yellow. And snow-capped mountains, and the figure is very close to the edge, with one foot very close to the edge, with a little white dog down at his feet, yapping and looking kind of happy. And I look at that as being the subconscious, or the super subconscious, rather, and not letting him fall off the cliff. He's an adventurer, saying that changes are coming, new growth is happening. He's not afraid to go on new paths. When this card comes up for people, I usually say this is a person that often walks to a different drummer. And, of course, that brings up the image in New Orleans of the wonderful music that comes from there and how unique that city is and the people that were there and melded into that energy with their past generations. It has not been a careless city on purpose. It was a neglected city. The statement being the levees were not in good shape. It's still being neglected. I'm sure the government is saying that they're doing everything they can. The volunteers have certainly, thousands of them, been there. Private money has gone into that city. And I say a huge thank you to any of you out there. Yes, I have a personal connection to New Orleans. I lived there as a kid. My mother entertained there. She and my father owned a dance studio there. So I have some tears shed for New Orleans, and I'm hoping that it will come back even bigger and brighter. I suspect it's going to take 10 years or more. But keep your prayers there. The Fool appears when people are reevaluating their spiritual or religious beliefs, and there are folks there that certainly are doing that. It expresses challenges in both business and personal, and taking new steps, new thought-out steps to resolve those issues. I just was watching television this morning, and the Fool card popped into my mind in relationship to New Orleans, so I thought I'd share that with you. Because this is their second anniversary, it's a birth, and it's a rebirth, because two things coming together do make a third. And when you're looking at the word birth, it specifies powerful new beginnings. You can't get around that. It's the very image of birth coming into the light from the darkness. I have... Oh, my heavens, forgive me, public. Texas allergies are taking a toll on me today. And pardon me. Birthing, of course, is coming out of the darkness into the light. And that, of course, is what they're doing. But it's also a rebirth. From full consciousness, from a partial awareness, and some of these words are coming from Book of Answers, my bud, by Manny Pureheart. But I don't want to read the whole thing this evening. Birthing is closely aligned to adventure and growth, which of course they are. We need to remember in a physical realm that birth is often accompanied by a great deal of discomfort and a certain amount of recuperative time. And also keep in mind that life is never the same after a birth. That new energy comes in. And this is what New Orleans is doing right now. They're awakening. They're expanding their consciousness. They're looking at levels unknown. There's excitement and reward. But it's tough. It's tough on them. I'm going to look at the word rebirth. I think that's probably closer to what they're going through right now. And, of course, birthing is, look how much water is around New Orleans. My goodness. and metaphysically with the color of the blues and the greens. The green is healing, unless it's a real, real, real light, pukey kind of green. Then that shows illness and an aura. But green, the richer the green, the more intense the healing, and the better healer one is. The blue, of course, is that beautiful spiritual energy coming across. The waters were not so kind in New Orleans, but a lot of cleansing that went on, and they're going to come back bigger and better and stronger in spite of all of this. Time will tell that. But spiritually and symbolically, all that beautiful blue water bringing, and even today, supporting them in a different kind of way. It truly is a starting over and a support system. Rebirthing, that which has no longer is and yet you still exist. I think that's the first sentence of Manny's paragraph about rebirth. That which has been no longer is and yet you still exist. They still exist. People are slowly going back, not fast enough, but there's nothing for them to go back to, let's say. Their jobs are not there. Their businesses are not there. Certainly the homes are not there. They're becoming new. And they're evolving into a different set of awareness and reactions. But that's what rebirthing is all about. They're not the only town to ever have been destroyed and had to start over again, although they're probably one of the larger ones, and certainly the loss of life was large. Here in Texas, we had a tornado just, as they say, down the road from us in Gerald, Texas, just completely wipe out a town. It was a small town to begin with, but it was flattened. The only thing left was a main street and some of the older buildings, but the homes were gone on one side of the freeway. Certainly they're learning from these intense life experiences, and my heart goes out to the little ones that have had to learn, the young children who have had to learn so quickly in life that how fragile life is. Something about rebirthing is that it is a normal process. Whether you live through an experience like that, or you go through a divorce, or you go through the loss of anything, or the change of anything traumatic or dramatic in your time, then the word rebirthing certainly fits there. He says, when we come to the end of a contract period under the current conditions, we will often choose to experience a life-threatening occurrence, which I think is interesting. We choose... Spirit has to say to him about rebirthing, rebirth involves returning consciously to the love, light, and wholeness that was yours from the start. Come home, children. You know the way. Rebirth involves returning consciously to the love, light, and wholeness that was yours. Listening to some of the interviews with some of the folks that have never left. They just struggled through, and some are living in partial homes and making the best that they out of what they have, which is very pioneer-like, and I respect that. It's difficult, but I respect it. They're certainly learning what their metal, their human metal, is all about. Spirit calls rebirthing involves a petite mort, a small dying. It's not always as intense or overwhelming as the rebirth discussed, but it is every bit as important and transformational. It generally involves but one aspect of your life pattern at a time. In this case, New Orleans has had to look at their entire spirit, their entire life, and they're moving forward with great gusto. Some depression, high crime rate. I guess I should say a lot of depression. A higher crime rate than the norm. A lot of psychological problems. So all the love we can send them, even if they just, the city as a whole crosses your mind or you see them on television, excuse me, wish them love. Doesn't matter whether you know anybody there or not. Doesn't matter if you've ever been there or not. Just if it happens to be on television, just look at the television and say, I'm sending you love and I'm sending you support. all those prayers, simple as that is very, very helpful. So that's my little bit of a lecture on New Orleans. And starting over, and how symbolic everything is for them. The number two that they're entering, and excuse me, I'm so sorry this evening. The number two that they're entering into, which is so appropriate for them, the Fool card that I saw, Aces. We can look at Aces tonight and talk about Aces, because Aces are always offerings, and which the world is giving them. The world is trying to help them. They're offering them. The Ace of Cups is an offer of emotion. Certainly emotions have gone out to them. Just because it's an ace doesn't mean you have to accept it, although I can't imagine right now them being in a position to refuse too much of anything, although it would be interesting to see if something has been offered to a family and they've refused it for whatever their personal reason might be, or business. This particular card, the Ace of Cups, in this particular deck, the Rider-Waite deck, has a lot of blue around it and gray. And those little things that look like yellow leaves that are called heos, which is another word for God. This offering, it has a peace dove at the top of it, excuse me, which is an offer if this card comes up in your suit, in your reading, something is being offered to you based on emotion. Maybe it's emotion itself, like in a romantic sense. So the blue, of course, the water coming out of the cup, is being held in a hand and being offered out of what looks like a cloud, goes back into water, which has little lily pads and things on it. So it's a nice little invitation or a gift to you based on emotion. If it comes up in reverse, if something is expected, like a marriage proposal or something else, if it's in reverse, it's probably not going to happen, which, of course, can be disappointing. But there's a lesson to be learned about that. If this card comes up with the Seven of Cups, the illusion card, upright, it's a clear warning to stay away from the situation. It probably wasn't valid to begin with. That's if the Ace of Cups comes up in reverse. We're going to go over to the suit, excuse me, of Swords. Again, the hand comes out, looks like the right hand because the thumb is up, which I think is interesting because the left is logic. And the sword itself, of course, keeping in mind that the sword itself is a double-edged. It's soft on one, or dull on one side and sharp on the other. So how are we going to use that sword? Of course, it has a point on it, so we have to be careful. That can symbolize how you speak, the words that you speak. Aces, again, are offerings. Because it's a sword, that has to do with mental energy. And this is telling us that there's an offer of filling our brain with something or challenging our knowledge. This card comes up a lot for going back to school or learning something new on a job. The ace reminds us to be honest and fair. That's why it's dull on one side and sharp on the other. Again, it has the heos. Again, it can be refused. But the offer is nice. If it shows up in reverse, the expected offer may not come. Doesn't mean it won't, it just may not. If the offer is made, be prepared to not be pleased with the outcome or what was presented, especially if the illusion card comes up around it. Watch out for mind games and possible deceptions if the card's in reverse. Look at the rest of the spread for any other cards that can describe the person making this offer. If a physical or personality card does not appear, look for cards that describe the situation, like whether it's a job offering, emotional, that sort of thing. The card in reverse could be suggesting that the client, your client, may not be prepared for the opportunity as they would like to think. Just because they have a college education doesn't mean they're prepared to do a particular job. There are valuable lessons to be learned from being faced with that knowledge and the challenge it presents to the court. Sometimes these young folks will come out of a situation and they just think they're a shoe-in. Their egos get in the way or whatever. So the Ace of Swords. Let me give you those phone numbers again. USA 1-877 270-8714. In Canada, 288-4494. You have to put 888 in front of that Canadian number. 1-888-288-4494. In USA, 1-877-270-8714. Call me. Okay, Ace of Swords. And I would have to say that New Orleans is certainly being mentally challenged this day. Part of the discussions I heard on television today was about the lack of medical staff, psychologists, psychiatrists, that sort of thing, and the issues that the children are having with fear and anxiety and that sort of thing. So we need to be offering them lots of swords these days, lots of knowledge. We go from there to the Ace of Pentacles. Pentacles are cash or something of cash value. They are cars and land and trust and jewelry and talents, anything that can be translated to cash or cash itself. It's an offering. It could be cash. Somebody says, here, let me help you. Good intent. Sometimes you'll see the Ace of the Ace of Wands come up with the Ace of Pentacles. There's a job offer and maybe an increased money from what you were doing before, or at least something comparable. It could be a raise or an inheritance or winnings. Sometimes this card surrounds a job offer, temporary or full-time. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just cash. You also need to remember that things like vacation pay, bonuses, and so forth can be applied here because it's still cash. It's still cash value. Insurance, better insurance. Just because the offer's made doesn't mean you have to accept it. You have to really give it some thought and decide whether it's worth the trouble to receive this money. It's wonderful to know that somebody thinks us worthy of a new challenge, even if we don't accept it. This, at this point, is a great opportunity to reevaluate who we are and what we want. If for some reason you're cautious about taking finances or or the job, then you need to really think about why you're, and you may know already off the top of your head, why you're reluctant. So you need to look at the other cards and help the Courant get those answers if they are unaware of why they're so reluctant. Self-confidence, maybe, something to talk about for them. When we take on new positions, we take on new energy, new people, new experiences, and new things, like the copier that we have to master, something as simple as that. Sometimes it's a new place to do the work. Sometimes it's a new office building or a level of one we've already been in. Maybe it involves a new kind of wardrobe or even travel. So aces offer all kinds of new stuff, the opportunity for new stuff. And right now, New Orleans has been offered a lot of money. I'm willing to bet that it has not all been applied appropriately. I would like to think that 99.9% of it has been. I'm sure they're doing the very best they can with spreading that money around, although there's some hesitancy on my part to believe that 100%, but I'd like to believe it. Reversed, this card usually just flat out means, no, it's not going to happen. Maybe it isn't going to happen at all. The money value is not going to be there. You'll get the job, but you're not getting any more money, or the perks are not as good, so you have lesser value. I check always for battle cards around the ace. Negative conditions may be attached to the offer. You need to take great care, and research should be taken before accepting the offer. Find out what kind of office it is, what kind of people, what kind of attitudes, if you can. The offer may be temporary. I've had that show up in cards where people will be offered the job. They think it's permanent, but it'll just be a temporary thing. So the time's limited. And 9 times out of 10 when I get this card, there's a lot of greed surrounding the offer. They want 24 hours of your day for a pittance, or maybe they're unable to pay you at all. So you have to be very careful about making sure that you're getting exactly what you're asking for. Let's look at the wands. Wands, of course, are how the money comes in the household, what you do for it. You could be a trust fund baby. Doesn't matter, but it's what happens to get the money into your bank account or into your hand. That's what's important. Again, this is an offering. It's an offering of a way to make a living, a way to bring money into your household, a way to earn the money for the new couch, whatever you're doing. It offers career or job opportunity. It's a new beginning for material stability or even a new enterprise. It could be starting your own business. In some cases and combinations, it can be inheritance. If it's combined with the Ten of Pentacles, that represents the business of family and the family business. Remember, the Ten of Pentacles is the Kabbalah card. It can mean that the family's ready to back that person in a business venture, or that there's an inheritance to work with, or maybe they're being invited into the family business to work. If combined with the Ace of Pentacles, we know that's wonderful opportunities, and especially if they're both in the upright position. The Ace of Wands can be a birth of wonderful new beginnings, even if it's simply a new job or a position in an existing situation. It's a lot of freshness around the Ace of Wands, more so, I think, than any of the others, because it's all of the Aces are new opportunities. But this one, when you have this kind of job, that leaves the door open for so many other things to happen in your life. New people, new places, new things, new opportunity, new money's coming in. You also want to ask if this person is an entrepreneur or an inventor, you know, and encourage them to use their imagination when it comes to producing money. Just because somebody's aces don't always have to be from other people or given situations. Aces can be your own imagination. Now hear me when I say that. Aces and opportunities can be something given to you by spirit, by your imagination. It does not have to be from another person or a company. If you think of something or you have a hobby, that could be an opportunity to create a different kind of livelihood for yourself. So if you see all these aces around and the person keeps saying, but I'm not even looking for a job, da-da-da-da-da-da, then talk about what they'd like to do. Because I can almost guarantee you, on some level of some consciousness, they've been thinking thoughts like, gosh, I wish I could just grow roses and sell them. I wish I could make wooden toys. Something. This something is going on, or they want to go into business with a friend. They're not realizing that they're creating their own opportunity. They don't realize it. So help them walk through that opportunity. Now, in reverse, if the Ace of Wands is in reverse, typically it means that the opportunity is not going to be there. It could even mean, in this case, it could even mean a release of the job. You know, they think they're being called into the office to get a promotion or a raise, and they end up with a pink slip. So with the Ace of Wands in reverse, it could mean something being taken away from them, an opportunity. If that and the Three of Pentacles shows up together in reverse, because the Three of Pentacles in an upright position, for me anyway, has meant owning your own business, doing your own thing, opportunity for bringing the consciousness and the subconscious together to create something of your own. So, and besides, the Three of Pentacles is the only pentacle that is gray. It's not yellow. And gray is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. So it's using everything that you are to become this wonderful being, wonderful financial opportunity. So when these two show up in reverse, the Ace of Wands and the Three of Pentacles in reverse, it's like the rug's being pulled out from under that person. Usually telling them that, no, now's not the time to bet on something better or to try to do it on your own. Just do some research, look around and see what else can happen before you do that. There could, you know, an ending to the present earning ability. They could be worried about being fired or laid off. We've had that discussion. the Seven of Swords is also, it's called a sneak thief card. It's the one where the little guy is carrying a bunch of wands over his shoulder and looking behind him like he's running. Those two cards show up both in reverse. It's somebody's being sneaky around them and, you know, the old term, stabbing them in the back kind of thing. Also want to look for presence of potential for ill health because of nerves or anything like that. Okay. Depending on where this card lands, it can show that that person's been looking for a job or work for a long time. And sometimes their self-confidence is down. They're beginning to see that they can't be continue to be a CEO, and they're willing to take a lesser type of job for more income, just as long as they're working and willing to swallow some pride and work their way back up, which, you know, can be good. Look for the worry card, like the Five of Pentacles, even in an upright position. It says that they're, if they will need, they need to look inwards and upward, and they'll get their answers. I don't know whether you on the radio are hearing this or not, or on your computer, but I'm hearing a feedback. We're having some bad weather here in Texas, and it could very well be that that's part of it. So I apologize if you're hearing my voice and another conversation. I've got another conversation going on in my ear, so it's a little disrupting. And it's not anybody in my studio. If this card is in reverse, the Ace of Wands is in reverse, promises are not being kept. Pure and simple. It's not being kept. It also can mean that you're hired, but you don't go to work. Maybe the company falls unexpectedly. Maybe the position is rerouted or that position is done away with. And you walk in and instead of going to work as a secretary, they offer you the receptionist job or vice versa. So it's one of those cards that I think it's the trickiest of all four of the aces. Really a tricky little wicket. Those phone numbers are USA 1-877-270-8714, Canada 1-888-288-4494. You're welcome to call in. This is an uninterrupted hour with Elaine Ireland on Going Global for Spirit. This is bbsradio.com. You can check out my website and report back to me and see if anything new is happening. ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. I would love to have
Hello. I'm a caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Who is this?
Are you giving mini readings today?
I would love to. Who's this?
Sorry?
You know, I'm having some trouble hearing tonight.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you either.
We've got storms over Texas, and I think that's the problem. Who is this?
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Where are you calling from?
California.
Well, thanks for making the effort. I appreciate it. Ask and we'll see what Spirit has to say.
Well, I'm going through change. I'm moving, and I hope it's temporary because I'm going back to my mother's home, and I want to see what you see.
4 months max.
Sorry?
You'll be there 4 months max.
4 months?
Maximum. And
okay.
Probably. Are you going to stay in the same town, or are you going back to your mom and then moving to another town?
I'm going to actually live out of my suitcase for a while. I'm going to be visiting friends all over the country.
Good, because I didn't see you staying there. I saw you bouncing to another city.
Yeah, I'm going, actually other states and cities.
Good. You're going to have fun, but at the same time, don't let the stress get to you, and by all means, watch your stomach. Are you already having stomach problems?
No.
Watch your tummy.
Okay.
I would suggest things like distilled water, making your coffee, your tea with distilled water. I know distilled water doesn't always taste as good as bottled water. And if you're going to be in the car traveling at all, I'd have some distilled water to drink rather than bottled water.
Okay.
You know, distilled water is the one that we used to buy to put in irons.
Right.
You know, for steaming.
Right.
Just carry some with you. And you're not getting enough green vegetables.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm feeling like you're doing fine.
Well, where do you think I'm going after 4 months?
Actually, you're not going to be on the road as long as you think you are.
Okay.
You're And I don't think you're going to be, you know, top max at your mom's house.
Okay.
You may see Thanksgiving there, but it wouldn't surprise me if you left before Thanksgiving and you were on the road, so to speak. I only see you stopping at three friends, and somewhere in there you spot a job or you spot something you really want to do, and you just decide to settle into it. So I don't know what your long-term plans were, but expect before the end of the year for them to get a crimp in it.
Okay.
Do you go by something else besides Cynthia?
Cindy,
yeah. Cynthia didn't feel right for you. Didn't your dad call you something else?
Cyn.
Yeah, okay. Do you spell it C-Y-N-N?
Well, C-Y-N.
C-Y-N, okay.
Yeah.
You have a brother, do you not?
I have three brothers.
Look to the one with the lightest hair.
Okay.
Is that your middle brother?
No, I have, well, they all have gray hair, but the oldest brother has a lot of gray hair.
Okay, look, think of them as young.
There's a brother with blonde hair.
I was going to say, think of them in their younger days.
Okay.
The one who had the lightest hair.
Okay. I basically raised him.
Okay. He's the one of all of your family members between February of next year and June of next year who's going to have the most difficulty in his life.
Okay.
Now, I think Spirit is telling us that because there's some prevention that can happen. If he just continues to slide along the way he's doing it right now, he's going to have a lot of difficulty on almost every branch.
Mm-hmm.
But if he starts prevention, better taking care of his health, better management of his money, watching what he says, watching how he thinks, he can prevent over 50% of what's ahead for him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in his health.
Mm-hmm.
Mental and physical.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that with my older brother. He's more of a negative than the younger brother. But
that's habitual.
Yeah, older, very habitual.
Yeah, it's not with the other boy. Or man,
okay.
In this case. That's not his norm.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else did you want to ask?
I guess I would like to know where you see me living, settling down. In California or out of California?
Out of California.
Out.
You will go back to California sooner or later. You're not through with California, but you're not going to go back to the same soil.
Mm-hmm.
But your job is going to be outside of California, wherein your job may take you back to California at some point. So I do see you going up about two rungs. I don't know what you've done in the past, but your next job gives you better pay and more responsibility and, of course, more headaches. But a certain amount of freedom that you've not had before. It's an interesting, and I don't think it's even in the same field totally, although in order to get that job, you have to have done everything you've done in your life.
Well, okay. Well, I'm doing like three or four different things right now, and I'm all over the place. It's just, do you see me getting a job through friends or?
Through word of mouth. Before
of
you
mouth.
Even said friends, I heard word of mouth.
Okay.
So in a way, I guess it is, but it's not that somebody's working for somebody and says, come to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like I heard about, or they tell somebody about you, and you go see them. So it's word of mouth.
Okay, great.
It's a good job.
Okay.
It's a surprise, and it's a surprisingly good job.
Great.
You're expecting you're not expecting a whole lot right now for the next 8 months. I think you're going to be surprised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've got...
Well, I need a surprise. It's a 12-year journey, let me tell you. I'm absolutely exhausted.
You've got a lot of spirituality coming out around you, Cindy. You've got, you have people who really, really, really want to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do it. Whether it's mentally giving you a $10 or $100 bill, let people give to you and share with you over the next 8 months.
Okay.
It's okay. Give yourself permission to do that.
Okay.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call in and tell me how you're doing.
Okay,
this is a journey. I like to know how people are journeying.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye. What a treat from California. I love it when people call in and they tell me she said a 12-year journey, and you know, I think it's wonderful when people recognize that it is a journey, that challenges are there, but they understand, even if they don't understand why, they recognize the necessity for their journey. And what's interesting about Cindy is that she's just stepping out onto another path with this plan to go stay with her mom and go visit friends. It takes a lot of guts. And Cindy, if you're still listening, I applaud you to do that. It takes a lot of guts to just load up the car or one suitcase and grab a plane and take off. It takes a lot of guts and causes a lot of great adventure. Take a camera. You know, take pictures of those friends and family and the scenery as you go. I think when you look back on it 10 years from now, you'll go, wow, I didn't see that at the time. So there's a lot to be had with that. So we've talked about the Ace of Wands. We've talked about the Fool card. And Cindy is certainly getting ready to live the Fool card with new people, new places, and new things in her life, which is great. I had associated that with the city of New Orleans and the people in New Orleans, but it's always fun when an individual comes up and says, hey, I'm on my way. I wish I was a numerologist. I would see what Cynthia or Cindy or Sin, what that adds up to, but unfortunately I'm not. If any of you folks out there are numerologists, well, give us a call. Maybe we can give Cindy some more of a reading tonight. Those phone numbers are 1-877-270-8714. Canada, still waiting for that Canadian call, 1-888-288-4494. We have about not quite 15 minutes left, and Cindy called. The first thing she said was, am I doing mini readings? And yes, I am. If you've just joined us, I'll be more than happy to answer a question or two and see what Spirit has to say for you this evening. It's free, and it's uninterrupted, so give us a call. Thank you again, Cindy, for calling in, and be safe on your journey, and call in and let us know how you're doing and where you're landing. I meant to ask you before we got away where Mom is, obviously, out of California. So I would love to have that call. One more call, two more calls, three more calls. With the Fool card, the background is so drenched in yellow. That's the color of strength and energy. The sun is white, signaling that there's purity in the intent behind the needed changes. On the tunic that the Fool is wearing, there's even new growth on the clothing, telling us that this has had some planning, either his or someone else's, to help him get on his way. The Fool card says that changes are coming, and there's really nothing anybody can do to stop them. You know, sometimes you just get an itch, and you got to take care of, you know, bottoms of your feet are itching, and go make those changes. He's an adventure. We know that. The positive side of adventure, but still challenging. Very, very definitely somebody who's not a trickster, but somebody who knows a trickster when they see one and knows how to handle it. And the trick to this card is to behave in an adventurous but not foolish manner or careless manner. The little dog down there is supposed to be the subconscious, and he's not going to let you do anything silly. So, okay, that's kind of a review of the Fool card. We have a few more minutes, folks, so call in. I'd love to have one or two more people call. Call in. We've talked about New Orleans. We've talked about the Fool card. We've talked about Aces tonight. The webpage, excuse me, is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Call me and tell me what else is going on with it. I'm checking it about once a week now to see how far we're going. And Pam's been out of town, so I haven't been able to talk to her to see how far she's gotten with the book. We've talked about rebirthing. And it sounds like Cynthia's in the process of a rebirthing as well, along with Mighty City of New Orleans. We're doing a cruise the third week in February, a metaphysical cruise. It's a new generations cruise of sorts. I'm bringing along folks that are new to not the genre of metaphysics, certainly not, but because it's a floating psychic fair. But the authors, the speakers, excuse me, the class leaders, the folks that are heading up different parts of, I don't want to call it entertaining, but I suppose it is a certain portion of entertainment. These are folks that are well on their way up. Some of them already have books out, and they'll be there to sign and run workshops, that sort of thing. And I'm not dropping names because I don't have all the contracts yet. But there's a lot of exciting folks come. Some you will recognize off the top of your head, even if you've been under a rock. So that happens to be out of New Orleans. And we set it up that way because we wanted to support New Orleans. We're docking, we're getting on, and we're getting off in New Orleans. We're going to Mexico. It's a Thursday cruise. Are you there? Thursday to Sunday cruise, and Monday, actually. And we chose New Orleans because we wanted to help and support them. So come join us. call me. In fact, you're welcome to call me. Area code 512-922-4723. That's the number that's on the website. You can also email me, not to the website because that part is down, but you can email me to eionly@aol.com, eionly@aol.com, for further information. We're trying to fill the boat. If we fill the boat, then we get the big ballroom, and we don't have to tear down and put up, which I don't want to have to do every day. I don't want to do that to my vendors. So let me know your interest. We're going to be, when we go on shore, when we dock, we're going to be taking trips to meet interesting people and do interesting things of a metaphysical venture. So come join us. We would love to have you. It's going to be reasonably priced, first of all, because it's in February. And if we fill the boat and you fill five rooms, your room's free. Can't beat that. So bring some buddies along. Make them pay for their rooms and you get yours free. Kind of sneaky, huh? So, anyway, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, but you can leave your emails for me at eionly@aol.com. Don't even try to leave an email on my website. Not yet. And the phone number for me is area code 512-922-4723. And those of you that are out there that are interested in readings, yes, I do phone readings. I'll be glad to discuss times and cost and all that sort of thing when you call. And we just set up a time as though you were going to be right here in my reading room with me, except by phone. And if you've got a way to record it, that's great. I don't. But if you do, that's okay, too. So give me a call. But in the meantime, if you want a free mini reading, you're welcome to call. Between now and about 27 after, you've got 5 minutes or so. I'd love to talk to you. What else can we talk about tonight? Let's see. We haven't asked questions. Gosh, I only have 8 on here, and I think I've done 2 or 3 of them. Sometimes, more than once. Let me give you something to think about. What is your guiltiest pleasure? If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What is the next most important accomplishment of your life? What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? What 3 people, living or dead, would you want to join for a meal, all together or separately? Thus far, what is the proudest moment of your life? If you could share a hug with anybody in the world, who would it be? Which do you enjoy most, sunrise or sunset? What would you do, where would you go, or who would you be if you could do any of the above anywhere in the world? That's kind of kind of a neat thought, huh? Teacher memories. What teacher memories do you have, spirit or earthbound? You could kind of call those the aha moments of your life. What are some of the aha moments? Do you have a favorite prayer or meditation or words of encouragement that you just say to yourself occasionally? Okay, that's enough for you to think about. Think about them, and if you don't have time to call them in tonight, call your answers in next week at 8:30 on Wednesday night, Central Standard Time, for Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. That's me on bbsradio.com. Again, the website, I jokingly say, check it out and see what's happening on it day-to-day, elaineirelandpsychic.com. My phone number is area code 512. That's in the heart of Texas, 922-4723. If I can visit with you right that moment, I will. If not, we'll set a time, and you can call me back, whether you just want to chat and visit for a few minutes or whether you want a reading. We'll set up a time. Okay. Let's see. What's happening next week? Elka's going to be with us on September the 12th. She's my rune buddy. She is so good. Kramer is going to be with us next week. Kramer Wetzel. He is my astrology buddy. He's going to talk about Saturn being in Virgo and the big changes that that will cause and the stress and challenges that we'll have because of that. And we'll have to tease him about getting married. He's getting married in September, the latter part of September. So let's see. I was going to ask you guys if anybody saw the eclipse. That's something else that we can talk about next week, is the eclipse, if you would like. Call in, Kramer Wetzel. In the meantime, check him out on his website. He has astrofish.net, A-S-T-R-O-fish.net. It's Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, Wetzel, W-E-T-Z-E-L, astrologer. I love his style of writing. He has a history, yes, a history, but an English background, so a literature background. So he's just full of words of wisdom and Shakespeare and all kinds of fun. I love his style of writing. Kramer Wetzel will be with us next week. That's 8:30, bbsradio.com, Wednesday nights, uninterrupted hour. So you'll have a whole hour to visit with Kramer and ask him your astrology questions. And yes, he does answer relationship stuff, but you do need a birth date and maybe where someone lived. That's very important, and as close to a time as possible. When I first gave him my stuff, I thought I had been born in the evening at 6:30 something, and he did a chart and he said, "Elaine, there's just no way this is you." And sure enough, it was 6:30 something in the morning. So he's good. He knows what he's doing. They're going to make me sign off pretty soon, so we'll just start saying our goodbyes, and thank you for being with me this evening. That was Elaine Ireland, Glowing Global for Spirit, and glad you were with me. I never know how many folks are out there listening, so I appreciate your time and your energy. And as a friend of mine says, my friend David Griffin, see ya on the spiritual highway. How do you like that? I need a sign-off thing, don't I? For right now, we're going to use that one because so many of you are indeed on a spiritual highway. And I'm glad that you spent some of your traveling time with me. Have a great week, and we will see you and hear you, hopefully. Still waiting for that Canadian call. My goal is to have a call from every state in the United States. That's why I always ask where you folks are from. I'm keeping a register. Thank you so much for listening tonight. See you next week. Be safe. Be happy. Good night.